welcome back to Therapy Insiders Podcast. Glad to have you. So if you listened to the last episode with John Jacobs, you know we're going on a little three mini-series streak of episodes about business, funding, entrepreneurship, and today's episode two. But before we talk about that episode, I want to throw out a quick and big congratulations to co-host Dr. Joe Palmer on the birth of his kiddo. Yes, the baby has been born. So tweet at Joe at JoeDPT. Let him know. Congratulations. Happy for you, buddy. Now, back to this episode. Big episode in a fairly succinct lean package. Not the person, but the length. The guest is Gary Vaynerchuk. Now, if you've been following business, if you're on social media at all, you probably know Gary. Gary's pumping out some insane content through Twitter, through Snapchat, through New York Times selling books, his website, his Daily V, his YouTube show, which is incredible. I highly recommend you watch the show. Definitely read his book. He has three books out now. Ask Gary V is the latest one. It's great stuff because Gary just lays it out. There's no BS. It's fully authentic. It's stuff that he lives through, and he runs a multi-million dollar company. And this episode just kind of touches on a lot of that, and in true Gary fashion, without any BS. Now, a word from our sponsor. You know we're big fans of business here at Therapy Insiders and UpDoc Media. That's why I'm incredibly excited to attend and present with my partner, Dr. Ben Fung, at Ascend Business Summit in Fort Worth, Texas, on September 9th and 10th. Stick around to the end of this episode where I share a little bit more information about the Ascend Business Summit, as well as a special discount code for you, our listeners, just because, well, you're awesome, for $100 off of your tickets. All right, let's jump into this lean, fast-moving, actionable podcast with your guest, Gary Vaynerchuk. Hello, welcome back to Therapy Insiders Podcast. Dr. Gene Chirac-Abrod here. All right, big one here for you today. Over the last few episodes, we've talked about work-life balance. We've talked about the stock market with my buddy John Jacobs from former NASDAQ SVP. And now we're going full steam ahead into entrepreneurship, social media marketing with probably a well-known name. If you've been at PPS last year, you heard our guest today, Gary Vaynerchuk, dropped some serious bombs on the crowd. And you could see eyes rolling in the back of people's heads, which is a good thing. You need that. We need that. So, Gary, thanks a lot for taking the time, man. Thanks for chatting. And you ready to get going?
I sure am. Thanks for having me.
Are you ever not ready?
Whenever I talk about my stuff, I'm always ready. You know, you want to talk. It's funny. I just tweeted, I have nothing to say about Britain leaving the EU because I'm not educated. So I would not be ready for that. But the entrepreneur game, the marketing game, those are two things I understand.
That's fair. I think that's a hard thing to say sometimes that I don't know. But I think that's an important thing for leaders to say once in a while.
A lot more. I do Q&A a lot now because once in a while, you know, somebody asked me about, you know, a Stephen Hawking's theory that I just didn't know anything about. And it, you know, you've seen me present and you know the spiel. I come with plenty of bravado and gusto and the crowd was shocked and I got a real kick out of it. I'm like, yeah, I mean, when you want to talk about Facebook or how to, you know, manage time or where are the opportunities in the marketplace, you know, from an entrepreneurial standpoint, from a physical therapist standpoint, like that I understand. And that's why I have so much passion and gusto. But other things, you know, you've got to leave it to the people that understand those things.
The quantum physics to the quantum physicists, right?
100%.
So when we chatted at PPS, obviously, you gave a presentation. We chatted a little bit before that and you said something that stuck with me. You said that from this presentation, maybe 5% of people will understand it. So it was a room of 1,000 people, smart people, right, that went to school for many years that are business driven. But you said 5% of people will actually understand it and even less will incorporate and implement the stuff you talked about. And the stuff you talked about, you would think at this point is common sense, which is you need to use social media. You need to be out there. You need to engage. Why do you think it's still so hard for people to process that?
Because it's a big change and people hate change, absolutely hate it. And because it actually takes time and it takes money and, it's a big shift. And I think that people are either lazy, tired, or, not motivated, or naive, or, passive. You know, there's a reason that there's, you know, a 1% financial majority. There's a lot of tax reasons. There's a lot of rules. But people underestimate talent. I think the reason people struggle to understand is there's a lot of people listening right now that have made it. They've made it to a level that they're comfortable with. And once you get comfortable, you have no interest in that change. And I'm never comfortable. I think that you have to put yourself out of business. And I've been doing this a long time, and those numbers come from not my intuition anymore, but from the reality of what I've seen over the last decade.
And you always say in your stuff that you put out, you have to define your win, right? You have to know what win is for you, what happiness is. Maybe for somebody, happy that 9-to-5 job, but if it's happiness, I mean, don't you owe it to yourself to just kind of put your head down and learn the best possible tools of how to actually win in the world?
And I'm pumped when I don't think people need to try to buy the New York Jets like I do. Or
how's that going, by the way?
You know, so far so good. You know, we'll see how it plays out over the next 30 years. I think that's exactly right, and you've got a good sense of me. I talk about a lot of hard work. I talk about spending the time to learn this stuff because I think that I want to talk to the people that want to do that, and I want to make sure that people are informed, because one of the things I'm most worried about is I'm pumped for you if you make $150 a year and you work 9-to-6 and you have your weekends and you're part of a country club and you've got it perfect. The thing I'm actually most worried about is, can these communication shifts have you go down to $87,000 a year in 6 years and you're worried and concerned? I mean, I'm very, you know, I'm getting mine. I'm going to get mine. I like to hear myself speak, no question, but I get a high out of making content that allows people to reach out to me and say, thank you, this good thing happened to me because of you. And that's why I talk about it. But at the end of the day, I'm still not your mother or father or brother or sister. So, you know, there's only so much I can do. And it's hard work. I mean, it's just hard. You know what I mean? I don't know what else to say. Like, it's just hard work. And it's a new thing. So it's double hard work because, A, you have to learn it. Then you got to do it. And it's daunting for most people. But yes, I mean, if you're happy, then, you know, mazel tov, and like, take it with a grain of salt. Only just keep an eye on it so it doesn't disrupt your happiness.
When we're children, is this whole thing of being well-rounded. And when we're taught to be well-rounded, the focus is on figuring out what we're bad at and trying to make that better versus switching gears. Like you say, find out what you're good at and double down on your strengths. How much of that do you think is that issue that is just kind of ingrained in us?
Huge.
So how do we fix that?
We don't listen to our parents and our teachers.
That's a controversial statement there. So what do we do if we're going to school? Obviously, a lot of people are dropping out. A lot of billionaires never finish school. So what do we do?
Like, if everybody's going to follow one path, the white space and the opportunity is in the other direction if you're good enough, right? So, you know, how do it's controversial unless you actually look at the data and look at entrepreneurship and its success. The people that tend to not succeed are the ones that try to play it more similar to the system that was fundamentally created to create workers. And the people that tend to succeed are the ones that are willing to break it. I mean, it's not super complicated. It's just a lot harder to do than it is to say it.
Yeah. So how do you recommend people go about it? How do you start to build that self-awareness that the entire world?
I think it's about relationships in your inner circle. I think most people are crippled by the fear of letting down somebody else, not themselves, to be honest with you. I think too many people listening right now are too worried about what their mom and dad and older brother and spouse think. So I think it's over communicating with your inner circle to give you the breathing room to do your thing.
And then if you do figure out what your thing is, and how do you jump into the entrepreneurial world? Is there such a thing as like a sidepreneur? What do you think?
I mean, you could have tendencies, you know?
Yeah.
But an entrepreneur by definition is somebody, my definition is somebody who's working for themselves and is all in and is probably a little bit crazy and is high risk and is comfortable in chaos and is willing to eat the pressure of the loneliness of being it all on your back and, you know, that's what an entrepreneur does. I mean, I don't know how, you know, to me, being somewhat an entrepreneur is like being half pregnant. I just don't see it.
That's pretty tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty tough. So on that note, what about work-life balance? That's been a hot topic for a lot. And I feel like there's this debate between millennials and the Y and the baby boomers that, hey, you know, you got to kind of work hard.
They don't really understand the millennial generation that want to have more.
Can you have both? Can you have a balance?
No, I don't think so. I think, first of all, you have to understand that who gets to define what's balanced, right? So I think we're getting a little bit too politically correct with this issue. I think you have to find the right thing that works for you and your family, and you have to care about that. First, care about how you feel about it, then care about how your family cares about it, and then leave it at that. So I think we're all working at it. There's no perfect work-life balance. I think everybody's definition is different. Is it 9 to 5 Monday through Friday? Is it 9 to 6 Monday through Friday? Is it 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday? You know, how many weeks vacation?
Yeah, it's tough and it's needs to be defined.
It needs to be defined in an inner sanction of the people that you care about, right? Like me and my wife, I don't think I'm doing work-life balance by anybody's standard, but it works for us, you know? And like, you know, I'm thrilled that you may disagree and I'm thrilled that you have an opinion that one day you'll see that this was right or wrong. But the truth is I've got friends who critique me because I'm a workaholic, but when they come home at 6 o'clock, they watch TV in their man cave all day.
Yeah, it's the same issue. And we go through this with my wife. I mean, I was doing 100 hours a day or a week for months and something had to change. But we had this communication. There was this awareness that between us, because if somebody else doesn't get what you're doing, and it's already hard to say that when you're an entrepreneur and somebody is not, you can't explain that. So you kind of have to live through it, which is tough.
Yeah, 100%. And most importantly, I just have no interest in judging somebody else's situation.
Yeah, that's huge, because it's all perception, right? You can't know.
Of course, of course. I mean, people are like, oh, I have a great work-life balance, but they're like cheating on each other, or who the hell knows? I mean, like, everybody's got their own spiel. Who am I to judge them? I'm just stunned by people's desires to judge each other.
It's a soap opera every day, man. Gotta do a little something to feel better, I
mean,
I guess.
I mean, somebody, like, people running around deciding whose work-life balance is better than others. I mean, it's ludicrous.
That's crazy. So I know you're a busy guy. Let me finish.
One last question.
Sure.
Closing out, one bit of advice. Obviously, healthcare is a nasty field. I think it's very passive. It's very ingrained. It's very regulated. But for physical therapists, your advice for physical therapy to rise up from this word of mouth type of marketing and business sense?
You know, I don't think it's any different to anybody. I'll be very honest with you. Like, I don't think there's any amazing piece of advice other than to pay attention to what's actually happening in the marketplace. Audit what you and your friends do every day in consuming media and content and what helps and informs one to make a decision on what they do for a living, and then actually execute that as a business. I mean, the amount of people that do direct mail and newspaper ads but never consume a direct mail piece or newspaper ad as a person themselves is stunning to me, you know?
Yeah.
So just start deploying more common sense and then go and execute it.
Awesome, man. Awesome. All right, man. Well, to say you're a busy guy would be a huge understatement. So I really appreciate you coming out, chatting, giving some really good advice and perspective. For our listeners, definitely check out Gary on Twitter at Gary V, on Snapchat, Gary V as well. Follow him on YouTube. He's got his daily V's coming out. Some awesome, awesome content. Check out the book as well. Ask Gary V. A lot of social media, a lot of insights on marketing. Really awesome book. Check it out on Amazon. And always check out GaryVaynerchuk.com for kind of a hub of all this stuff. Gary, appreciate you taking the time, man. It was awesome chatting with you. Look forward to doing it again.
Therapy Insiders is sponsored by Ascend Event, which is the ultimate business summit for rehab professionals. Check out AscendEvent.com to get your tickets. Now, I promised you a discount code for being an awesome Therapy Insiders listener, and you get just that. Head over to AscendEvent.com and type in code Therapy Insiders to get $100 off each ticket. Pretty cool, right? So, what is Ascend Event? I'm sure you've been hearing us talk about it, and Dr. Ben Fung and I are presenting at this year's event talking about digital marketing and how important it is for businesses. So we're really, really excited about it. But it's not just for business owners. It's not just for CEOs. It's not just for COOs. If you are working in a business, you should know that business because it helps you understand how everything runs. It helps the team come together. But I also wanted to learn a little bit more about Ascend and some of the speakers and what was the genesis of it. So I grabbed Dr. Heidi Janenga, president and co-founder of WebPT, to give us a little breakdown on it. So Heidi, why start a business conference?
And you're able to put the brightest minds in private practice PT and even OT for that matter together in one setting, truly incredible things can happen. So with Ascend, we wanted to create a very innovative environment that you have the opportunity when you attend to discuss the ever-evolving world of business and learn from those who have kind of been there and done that, been there in your shoes for that matter. And that will challenge you to kind of bring your private practice to that next level. And like you said, Ascend is all about business, but this is an educational event. We really feel like you're going to learn practical business tactics that you can definitely capitalize on in this this changing landscape. And first and foremost, we understand that if you're going to go to a conference, you've got to have that ROI. And so we've got 9 CEUs that PTs and OTs can actually earn while they're at Ascend. We also have a lot of networking time during Ascend so that you can mingle with lots of different thought leaders and your colleagues to really try to gain as much as possible out of some of the strategies that you might be learning within the conference itself. Compliance changes, of course. We're going to really drive home some important information around outcomes, new PT and OT codes, the alternative payment system. We have a great presentation with which should be somewhat controversial. We've got all the different players who have opposing sort of philosophies around the alternative payment models, which I think is going to be some fireworks on stage, which I'm really excited about. And then some of the payment reform and billing issues that we're all struggling with right now in private practice. So it's going to be an awesome event, and I hope to see all of you there.
So there should be plenty of fireworks. Again, please check out ascendevent.com. Type in Therapy Insiders for $100 off. Look forward to seeing you there. Let's do some networking.